Thank the Lord.
I tell you one thing. If it wasn't for the Lord, it would not be great for me. But he did save me, and he does keep me, and he loves me, and he takes good care of me, and I'm happy right now today for that. I'm thankful also and likewise for him in his role as my father. You know, it's Father's Day, and I'm grateful for all the fathers, all those that are standing in the father's role. I'm grateful because God has blessed me to become a better version of myself through him. And now I am able to be a good father by the help of the Lord. And I'm not just saying that. I believe my children would say that to you this morning. I didn't know I could do it. Matter of fact, when I had my first child, I was afraid of being a father. But God helped me, and he's helping me, and I'm so glad about it. So I want to say thank you to all the fathers and all those that are in the father role, because you're needed and you're necessary, and we've got to have you by the help of the Lord, and God has done that for us, and we're glad about it. Continue on being good fathers. If you're not one yet, you will be one day. If you are, if that's God's will for your life, I encourage you to rely upon him. He's got what you need. May the Lord help us. Now, the message that we have this morning, I've got a special address towards the end of it, towards the fathers, but this goes to any and everybody. It'll work for you. It'll work for me by the grace and help of God, and so I'm glad about that. I desire your prayers as always. I want to be pleasing and honoring unto you, unto the Lord, excuse me, and so be praying for us this morning. James 1 and 19, anybody know what that says? If you know what it says, you can say it out loud. The title of this message is Swift, Slow. Amen. Amen. Anybody know what that says? Wherefore? My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And so this is what we're going to talk about this morning. Again, this is to everybody, but it's especially to the fathers. We need this greatly. May the Lord help us this morning. It'll help us in our husbandry. It'll help us in our parenthood. It'll help. Matter of fact, it'll help in anything. And so may the Lord help us. This is some instructions that we have been given to help us in this life. So be praying for us. Be praying with us about this message this morning. It says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. That's the first instruction. Sometime when we're listening, we are listening for a break in the conversation so we can get a word in. May the Lord help us. When it talks about being swift to hear, it's not talking about just listening so you can have something to respond to what is being said. Sometimes when we're listening for what we want to hear. May the Lord help us. God is wanting us to learn to listen and listen well. What is being said? What is being indicated to me? If I need clarification, then I can ask for clarification. But the Lord has wanted us to learn how to be swift to hear. May the Lord help us. What we do in our natural lives many times is what we do in and concerning God Almighty. Sometimes I'm listening to God and I'm waiting for him to stop talking so I can have something to say about it. May the Lord help us. Sometimes I'm listening for what I want to hear. I'm not getting all of what he has for me. May the Lord help us. And so we have to learn how to listen and listen well. I'm listening with intent to understand. If I don't understand, then Lord, give me clarification. Sometime when we're listening, also and likewise, we're listening to understand. We're listening well, but even then we can have a misunderstanding. May the Lord help us. We are human. We are in the flesh. And so sometimes someone is trying to say something to us, and what they're saying, even though we hear what's being said, even though we're listening with intent to understand, we still can get it wrong. And so may the Lord help us. God always allows for us to get clarification, to make sure what it is that he wants to get over to us, that we hear it well, and we understand it. And in the same way, I find this in our relationships. My son, or maybe my daughter is trying to tell me something. Maybe my wife is trying to tell me something. But they're talking about something totally different than what I'm hearing. And they have to stop me sometimes because I've got something to say, and they got to stop me and say, Dad, husband, I'm not even talking about that right now. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. And so we sometimes can get the order of the operation messed up, and we're swift to speak and we're swift to anger. And so we got that all messed up. May the Lord help us. It says in the verse number 20, and we're going to go to it, but it says, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And we'll talk about it. The second thing he told us to do is to be slow to speak. And I want to talk to you as fathers. You have to understand, but this goes to anybody. If you're listening to hear and you're listening to understand, you're listening for clarification, and you're swift to do that, this is going to allow you to be slow to speak. And so you got to get the order of the operation right. Get your listening right first. And then as you're listening with intent to understand, you're listening for clarification, you're asking God for patience so that God can get in there, and then the response that you have is something that is good and right and helpful. Do you know that one comment can be harmful to somebody for the remainder of their life? Something you and I can say in the heat of the moment can we didn't mean to say it, or we didn't mean it in that way. We can do some damage that somebody has to fight and deal with well into their adulthood. May the Lord help us. And so what God wants is he wants us to be quick to listen and then slow down when we got something to say. Lord, what do you want me to say in this situation? May the Lord help us. We do all things through Christ. And so what God teaches us is to walk in the Spirit and to rely upon him, not only to hear what is being said, but to have the patience to wait on the Lord and give the response that he would have us to give in every situation. Amen. May the Lord help us. It's quiet, but may the Lord help us. It's true anyhow. Amen. And I haven't always been there. But by the grace and help of God, this has been on my mind for months and months and months, because God's wanting to get this over to me too. I'm a person that is very quick to respond. I'm while you're still talking, my mind is okay. I can say this, I can say that, and I can add that. You know what I'm saying? I already got it, and you ain't even finished talking yet. May the Lord help us. If you don't even hear, if you don't even let them finish what they're saying, what you're responding to, you're not even responding to what is being said, because you don't know what is being said. May the Lord help us. And sometimes this is difficult to do because we feel like we are under attack. We feel like somebody's trying to get us. And so we go into defense mode. All right. But the Lord is teaching us. The Bible says the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. This is a Christian attribute. It's a Christian trait. It's something that God wants us to take on and learn, and it become a part of us, our daily lives. Lord, help me to listen better and wait on you so you can get in there and order my response so that I don't do something that could harm someone, not only now, but in the future. May the Lord help us this morning. God's our helper, and he wants to help us, and he's going to defend us. And so stop. May the Lord help us by the help of the Lord. Some of us are always and perpetually in defensive mode. There are reasons for that. God knows those reasons. He knows how you got where you are today. But if you find yourself always wanting to defend yourself, if you find yourself, you always think somebody is out to get you and they're trying to get you, you need the Lord to help you with that. Amen. And that's all right. He will help you with that. But you can't parent, you can't husband, you can't do anything as a Christian, as a child of God, like you need to in defensive mode all the time. May the Lord help us. All right? And so we need the Lord to help us with that. Let me give you a caveat before we go too far. When it comes to the enemy attacking you and trying to talk to you, you can go ahead and junk all of this. Yes. All right? You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to be swift to hear what he has to say. Yes. Matter of fact, cut him off while he's still talking. And then give him a response from the Lord that sends him on his way, hide behind the Bible. All right? You can be swift to speak on that one. And you can get mad about it, too. Mm-hmm. You can be mad about it. When the devil come telling you about how you're not going to make it and how bad things are and how God done you wrong, cut him off and send him on his way. He's a liar and the father of them, and you don't have to listen to him. All right, and so that's the caveat to this. This is talking about our relationships one way or another, and this is talking about our relationships with God. All right, be swift to hear. Be swift to hear, be slow to speak. And the third thing that it says, be slow to wrath. Wrath is something that is beyond anger. In the scripture in Ephesians, I believe it's found in Ephesians 4 and 26, it says, be ye angry and sin not. All right, and so what happens is, again, we talked about sometimes we feel like we are not important to the other person. We feel marginalized. We feel that we need to defend our point or our position. And so we feel attacked. And so what ends up happening in those places is we start getting angry. And it's a reason why that scripture in Ephesians 4 and 26 reads that way, because anger can allow sin into the door. All right? And so the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. It doesn't tell you that you can't be angry, but it's telling you don't let that anger open the door to sin, and you do something or you say something that you need to repent of. Amen. May the Lord help us. Unfortunately, we live in a world where everybody's not your friend. Unfortunately, we live in a world where everybody ain't going to treat you right. Everybody ain't going to be good to you. And so God has grace. He says he giveth more grace to the humble. He resists the proud, but he gives more grace. It's going to take humility. It's going to take God's help to, in these situations where not only do we feel like we've been marginalized, not only do we feel like we've been mistreated in some kind of way, but even though these things are true and we have been done wrong, it's going to take God's grace. It's going to take his help to still apply what this scripture is saying in James 1 and 19. Lord, help me to allow you to work in me in such a way that I don't say or do anything to displease you and to cause harm. May the Lord help us. This is a learning way. This is something that we have to learn. And in order to learn these things, many times we have to unlearn who we were when we were back in sin. Because we can bring these things into salvation and we'll struggle and we'll bog down and we'll become discouraged and all of these things. And the enemy, that's what he wants you to do. You got angry, you said something, you did something that you shouldn't did. So now you got to deal with that, and you don't want to do it because you done that 5, 6, 10 times in the last 3 or 4 days. And now you're starting to get discouraged. And now he's saying, are you even really saved? I want to encourage you this morning, if you save, you saved.
That's right.
But you need some work. Amen. May the Lord help us. I've done many, many times I've had to deal with these things. But you are to learn your lessons well by the help of the Lord. Every time you get out of hand and do something that you shouldn't have done or say something you shouldn't have said, Lord, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Please forgive me.
Yes.
And Lord, help me. Teach me. Stand by me. Be with me, Lord. I want to change. I'm not holding on to that old man. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But we have to be a willing participant in the process. God wants us to give ourselves to him in such a way that he is able to make the necessary changes that is needed for us to be more like him. May the Lord help us. And so God's able to do that with us as well. I want to encourage you to know that you need this, especially if you are a father. We as fathers, we can really, we can do some damage by the help of the Lord, and we need the Lord to help us. We can say some things that are very harmful. You don't have to be yelling to say something that hurts somebody. You can say something in sarcasm that'll hurt somebody deep. You don't have to say anything to hurt somebody. Did you know that? I said you don't have to say anything to hurt somebody. You can look at them in a way that let them know you're sick and tired of their foolishness and they better get it together. You see? We're talking about being more like Christ. We're talking about learning his way. Okay? Lord, I want you to govern the way I look at people. I want you to govern how I talk to people. Lord, in order to do that, you're going to have to help me and change me from the inside out, because I'm this way because I have allowed myself to become this way, and I've begun to like it, and I'm used to it, and it's common to me. It feels natural to me, and it's what I'm doing, and it's what I've always done. And Lord, I need your help here. Amen. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. God is able to do all of these things with us and for us. He's able to help us to get these kinds of victories. And then he's able to help us maintain these victories by the help of the Lord. All right. And so verse number 20 says in James 1:19, verse number 20, it says, "The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." Is that what we truly believe? Many times when we're angry, we feel like we are justified in what we're about to say and what we are about to do. Matter of fact, that's why it's so hard when we've done something to ask forgiveness and to ask somebody to help us, ask the Lord to help us, because what's done is already done, and we felt like we was justified in what we did in the first place. And so therefore, it's very difficult when God sent his Holy Spirit to deal with us and tell us, you did too much on that deal. You messed up there. You need to ask me to forgive you, and you need to ask them to forgive you. We already feel justified in what we've done, and so it becomes very difficult for us. We, in our minds, we think the opposite of this scripture. We think the wrath of man does work some good. And God has to teach us, and he has to help us. If we don't, sometimes we feel like if I don't defend myself, then they won't know. Listen, the line is right here, and they have crossed this line for the last time. I need to let them know something. May the Lord help us. Am I talking about something that I'm making up? I'm the only one that deals with this. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. Listen. What it is God gives us the information, and then he lets us know. This is nothing more than information that we're giving this morning. And then we're let, by giving us the information, what it is that we need to do, he obligates himself to help us to be able to do it. Amen. Through salvation, through his Holy Spirit, you and me and everybody that is a child of God can become like this. Where we're able to not only not do anything wrong or say nothing wrong, but from the inside out, we're looking at that person and saying, "Lord, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how they're acting. There's something wrong there, Lord. Why is this person coming against me in the way that they are? Why are these people talking about me in the way that they are? I've done nothing to them, which is all true. But by the help of the Lord, go one step farther. And by the help of the Lord, give me grace, Lord. I'm asking as I'm saying it, Lord, I need your grace. I need your mercy to help me to not get angry, to help me not say or do anything that would misrepresent you as a child of God. I want it from the inside out, Lord, is what I need. Amen. May the Lord help us this morning. Yeah. I need this, Lord, and I want it, and I'm going to pursue after it until I get all that I need from the Lord. May the Lord help us this morning. God has obligated himself to defend us. He says he's our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And so he's going to defend us. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. So you don't have to avenge yourself. He will defend you. If there needs to be some vengeance, he'll stand in for you and take care of it for you. You don't have to avenge yourself. May the Lord help us this morning. God's able to do it. I want to talk briefly about another scripture. I'm almost done here. I know it's amazing. Keep praying for us. I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm going to be a short preacher by the help of the Lord. I don't mean but in height. I'm talking about how long I preach. Amen. Go to Proverbs 15 with me and then read verse number 1. This goes right along with what is going to help us out this morning. We're talking to the fathers, but we're talking to everybody because these types of things will help everybody out and bless our relationships, not only with one another, but with God as well. Read, please.
A soft answer.
All right.
Turneth away wrath.
All right.
But grievous words stir up anger.
All right. So soft answer turneth away wrath. So somebody's coming at you hard, hot, and heavy. But you need that soft answer that will put water on the heat that is being represented right then and right there. I want to encourage you in this way. The Lord is teaching us about this and he's helping us. This is not me. I want you to know this. And it's not even about me. This is anybody. But this is what the Lord is doing with us by the help of the Lord. And that means that he'll do it with you. If he'll do it with me, he'll do it with you. There was a situation a few weeks back. I went to my sister's. She got a new place. Thank the Lord. And Lord blessed her. And we had a few people with us, and we're going to help the movers move. She had hired a moving company, and with the moving company, they had told us they'd be around at a certain time. And so we get there early, and we're sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And so we called several times, and my sister called several times, and no clear answer. And so, you know, folks getting hungry. We need some lunch around this thing. And so we were getting a little worried about it. And so we called again, and they put me on the phone with who it was. And I guess the secretary gave it to the boss, and the boss, he's coming in hot, he going to tell me where to go and how to get there and give me help to get there if I needed it. And, I said, Lord, you know, help me. Help me, Lord. And so God is trying to teach me and trying to help me with these things. I could have felt justified in a response that, you know, that you can Christian up a response that will still be in the boundaries and the parameters of Christianity, but will get the job done.
Yes.
Oh, I'm the only one that knows about that. Help us, Lord. All right, and so the Lord impressed upon me, and he helped me in that moment. And y'all pray for me because, of course, when you preach this, then what do y'all think is coming down the road? Immediately. Devil says, you're going to talk like that? Well, let's see about that. So anyway, I let the man finish, and I thanked him for the information that he gave us. And I said, We ain't trying to disrespect you, tell you how to do your business, but what we wanted, from our perspective, what we wanted to know was just a window of time that we need to be here, because y'all can't move us without us being here. And so if you could just give us a window of time, it'd be highly appreciated. It was like sticking a pin in a balloon. You know how you stick the pin in the balloon and it don't burst immediately? It just kind of zigzags around? That's how it was. His whole attitude, his whole demeanor, his whole mindset, the way that he was talking to me, all of that changed. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I got somebody that's close to y'all right now. They're almost done. I'm going to send them immediately. And he gave us a time, and we were able to go get us a little nibble, thank the Lord, and be back on time, and everything went smooth. And so what it was is, it was showing us that the Word of God really works. But it doesn't work if, you know, you can kind of apply these things without the Spirit of God, or you can try to. You ever heard of a Sunday go to meeting Christian? Get them around the saints, boy, they'll, amen, brother, amen, sister. And they'll push down whatever else is rising up. But get them around somebody else, and they'll try to do it. But after a while, whatever's in there is coming on out, is it not? We don't have to be that way. God can help us to have him within us and help us do right. May the Lord help us. And so even if, and this is what the Lord was talking to me about, even if that soft answer that we gave to this man did not have the desired result, if it's coming from within, if it's the Lord anyway, then it's not gonna change nothing. You're gonna thank him and move right on by the help of the Lord. God has that kind of a place for you and for me. We're talking about fathers, but we're talking about any and everybody. This will help you by the grace and help of God. This is what he gave me. All right, so I want to talk to the fathers a little bit. Remember Philippians 4 and 13. Anybody know that by heart? I can do all things. Through who? Through Christ, he'll strengthen us. Go with me to Ephesians 6 and 4. This is to the fathers only. I'll be done after this. I appreciate your time, your attention, and your prayers to me. Ephesians 6 and 4. What I want you to do, Sister Mavia, would you please start at verse number 1 and then stop at verse number 4, please.
Children.
All right.
Obey your parents.
Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
This is right.
Amen.
Honor father and
mother. Honor your father and mother.
Which is the
first commandment with promise.
That it may be well with thee.
May be well with thee. You'll live long on the earth. Pay attention. Don't provoke your children to wrath.
But bring them up in the nurture.
Bring them up in the nurture.
Admonition of the Lord.
Admonition of the Lord. All right. And so we go back for a reason. Many times we just want to take an isolated scripture and apply it to the situation. We'll just say, well, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. No matter what we're doing. Are we raising them in the nurture and the fear and admonition of the Lord? May the Lord help us. The way the Lord does it is there is requirements, and there is things that he wants us all to do. Wives, submit to your husbands. That's many men. That's their favorite scripture. Submit yourselves. You need to submit. What does it tell you, brother? Love your wife as Christ loved the church. Have you done that? And gave himself for it.
Yes.
Love your wife and be not bitter against her.
Yes.
Giving honor to her as a weaker vessel. Have you done that yet, brother?
Lord.
May the Lord help us.
Yes.
God give instruction for all of us.
Yes.
And so, yes, children, obey your parents, but it says in the Lord. And so we have a responsibility to be children of the Most High God. Us as parents, us as fathers, be children of the Most High God. And so when they're obeying us, they're not obeying our every whim. We are getting what we're getting from him, and then it's filtering through us to them. We want what is good and helpful and will bless them in their lives, not just now, but for in the future. And so what we're giving them is not just because we're in this big bad position as man of the house, and you will obey me, son, you will obey me, daughter, or there will be consequences. Huh? Is that what the Lord wants? He wants us to obey him, to follow him. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the first commandment with promise. Your days, that promises your days will be long on the earth. All right? And so I'm telling my children, by the help of the Lord, was going to help them in a way that they can receive it. Sometime you'll tell your child something and they have a question. They're not being rebellious. They're literally seeking clarification. They're being swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, because what you have said has hurt them in some kind of way. And so they're seeking clarification. And so you, by the help of the Lord, you can recognize that. And you can say, listen, son, daughter, this is what I mean by this. This is why. And listen, I'm not just coming up with this off the top of my head. God himself is bringing it down through his word and through his teachings. And this is why I'm giving you this information. It's going to help you now. It's going to help you in the future. May the Lord help us. So not just what we say. Sometimes I can say things that are right, but I can say it in a way that I'm stirring up anger. And so what is being said, they're cutting it off in their mind because they don't want to hear it. And then you say, didn't I tell you? Yes, you did, but how did you tell them? Help us, Lord. Listen, if you're going to be a child of God, you'll have so much work to do on your own self. It'll be hard to be sweeping around somebody else's door. And you'll be afraid to throw some stones through your glass house because you might bust your own windows out. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. There is so much work that we have to do. It's not just quitting the sin business, which it is that. But he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly. This is a lifelong endeavor. More like Christ, my heart is saying, more like Christ from day to day. All right? And so the Lord has this for us. May the Lord help us. Now, I want to tell you something that I've learned. How we talk to others, not just our children, but how we talk to others, our children especially, it prepares the mind for what we will do to our children. Matter of fact, how we talk to them is what we're doing to them. Okay? If I can get in a mindset, if the enemy can get advantage of me and I begin to talk down to them or in sarcasm or begin to attack them some kind of way verbally, it's much easier for me to put harm to them. And I'm already harming them in the way that I'm talking to them. And so, Lord, help us in our own spirits. What it is, people of God, is something that they have done that have triggered something in us. Or we're just not in the spirit that we need to be in, and we need to be honest about that. And we need to say, Lord, what is it in me that is causing me to have this kind of response? Am I in the spirit? Am I walking in the spirit? If I am, then and there's something in me, then, Lord, I want you to deal with that thing in me so I can be able to deal with not only my children, but all mankind in a way that my gentleness has made me great. Sometimes we as men, we fear being seen as weak. That's one of our greatest fears. Something happened to us as kids, we missed a tackle or something, who knows? They start laughing at us, and then we start feeling weak, and it's been following us all around. Your gentleness will make you great. The love in your heart, people will see it, they will feel it. They will understand it, and they'll know that you are of God. And you will have power with God, and you'll have power with others because of it. You'll start talking and people will immediately be quiet and start listening, because you ain't talking about yourself, you ain't promoting yourself, and you ain't trying to hurt nobody else. You want others to be blessed, and you've proven that by how you live on a day-to-day basis. This is what God wants to do with us, especially us fathers, because we're in the place to lead. If we do it, our children will do it. If we do it, our wives will do it. You understand?
Yes.
By the help of the Lord. All right. I want to talk about real quick, and I'm going to sit down. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. If you're not there yet, I want to encourage you, by the help of the Lord, you can get there, but you have to want it, and you have to give God the opportunity to help you to get there. All right, there's two things in this scripture that I want you to get a hold of. It says here in verse number 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. And then it tells us, so don't make them angry. Don't hurt their feelings if at all possible. If their feelings are hurt, it's not because you wanted to hurt them or you tried to hurt them. That's something different. And that can happen too. Sometimes we have to say things that are not easily digested or not easy, but we say it in a way, we say it in love, and we put some prayer before it and some prayer behind it, and the Lord will bless it to be taken in and it be a blessing to him. But there's two words here I want to define for us. It says, bring them up in nurture. So nurture is one and admonition is the other. Nurture is to care for, to feed, and protect. One of the things that you nurture is plants. You can take that flower or that young plant or whatever, and you can grab it and yank it all around, and you can take a fire or water hose and drown it with water, whatever the case may be, and all you're going to do is you're going to discourage that plant and kill that plant. You have to understand that children are fragile and resilient at the same time. Do you hear me? It takes a lot to mess them up, but you can mess them up. And so you don't want to do that. And so you want to nurture your children, fathers. You want to deal with them in a way that they want to do right. You want to set the example. You want to be the leader that God is calling on you to be in word and deed and conversation. So they can look at you even if you say nothing. Some of the things that I see my children doing, I don't believe I told them to do it. I believe they just saw it and they began to do it by the help of the Lord. This is God. Trust me, Henry is not who you want. Okay? I'm just going to tell the truth. This is God in us, helping us and changing us. We need God to do that. This is God. So we're extolling and magnifying what he has done and what he's doing. And we're acknowledging that we need him to do some more because we're not in heaven yet. Yes. All right. So you want to set the example. And then once you set the example, the words that you say and the way that you say it, being led of the Spirit, it has all the power that it needs. Yes. God has already prepared the heart, and what you're saying and what you're doing, they're in agreement. Sometimes our children won't listen to us because we tell them, you need to stop being mad. Get it together right now. You mad yourself. If it ain't good enough for you to do, why would it be good enough for them to do? And so we need God to help us first, and then once he's helped us, then we can get into them what God has for them and set them up for success. We want them to grow into a beautiful plant, a tree of righteousness unto God. That's what we want. But the tree doesn't start out big and strong. It starts out just like every other plant. Some of them look like flowers. But then they grow into strong trees of righteousness if we will do our part by the grace and help of God. Sometimes when we're trying to nurture a plant, sometimes we'll cut off too much. You know that? We are so afraid of the direction that they are headed in that we take out a chainsaw when we needed some shears. Help us, Lord. We're so afraid of it. Do you know that God is still on his throne?
Yes, he is.
Do you know that God's going to help them?
Yes.
Lord, help me to pick the right tool when I'm dealing with my child so I don't do some permanent damage trying to correct something. May the Lord help us. God has that for us as well. All right, and so admonition. It says here that admonition is give cautionary advice, give gentle warning. It's intended to steer a person away from danger and by default towards what is safe and what is good. And so when we admonish our kids, you're going to have to admonish your child. Your child, just like you and just like me, did not enter the world perfect. They ain't going to do everything right. Go ahead and get that out. If you didn't know that already, get that out of your mind right now. They're going to mess up. They're going to embarrass you. They might even lie to you. Oh, God, not the lying, anything but the lying. Did you lie when you was a kid? You told the truth about everything. May the Lord help us. I'm just going to answer that for most of us, if not all of us. I done told some lies in my time, even to my mama and my daddy. I'm not proud of it. I'm not glad about it. But I did. And so we have to get off our high horse thinking that our kids are so perfect. And if they tell us something or they do something wrong, we've got to create an environment to where, number one, why are they lying? Are they too afraid of what's going to happen to them that they would rather lie and violate God's law than to offend you? Booyah. We can have our children so afraid of us that they can't even hardly serve God. May the Lord help us. We want to promote Christ. We want to promote His way. And we should create an environment, admonition. Even when I have to correct my child, even when I have to discipline my child, there's a way that I can do it, that they can receive it, and that it's helping. You see, a gentle warning, a gentle correction.
Yes.
Son, daughter, listen, come talk to me. Sit down. Let's talk, me and you.
Yes.
I want you to know that I love you. And I'm doing this because I'm looking ahead, and the direction that you're headed in is not going to be good. Okay? And you know me as someone that loves you. You know me as someone that loves God. And so this ain't about me. This is about you and your direction. It's about God using me to help you. And so I don't want you to go down that pathway. I don't want you to go in that direction. Well, I don't understand it, Daddy. I don't understand it, Mama. Well, listen, there's a whole bunch of stuff I didn't understand then that I understand now. You don't have the experience. You don't have the basis of knowledge to make the decision that you're wanting to make. You don't have enough information yet. Your father and your mother, they do. They've been there. They've done that. And so they're coming in a spirit of gentleness and meekness, not afraid to entreat our children.
Amen.
Lord has taught me that. Please, son, please,
yeah.
Don't do that, son. What you're listening to, that ain't going to help you. What you're watching, that ain't going to help you, son. The enemy is in that. That's coming from the enemy camp and is going to have an effect upon you. If not now, soon. And so I'm encouraging you, son. I'm asking you, don't do it. You know why? Because I can't jump in your body with you and follow you around and make you do right. And even if I did, you wouldn't be doing it from the heart anyway. Some of our children, they look good to us and they do everything right to us because they're so afraid of doing wrong that they do all their stuff in secret. You don't want that kind of environment. You don't want that. Be someone that your children can approach. Don't get me wrong. Your child is being disrespectful, deal with it. That is not of God. They being rebellious, deal with it. But the way that you deal with it, again, if you take a sledgehammer to kill an ant, you're going to break the concrete.
True.
Now you got to fix your concrete. And you done killed the ant. Take your hand and redirect the ant away from you.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. As I'm saying it, I'm praying it. I hope and pray that this message that the Lord has given me will be a blessing and a help to someone.
Amen.
Not just fathers and children, mothers and children, but all. I believe you'll find in this a way to bless your own relationships.
Right.
This is directly tied to the joy of the Lord. Because
yes.
God has already given you your loved ones. But if the enemy can get in there through anger, through words that are hurtful, through pride, he can separate you. Neither one of y'all are getting the benefit of what God has already blessed you with. May the Lord help us. So I'm praying, and as I'm saying it, I want you to pray for me. Devil's going to try to hate on me. He's going to come in. He's going to try to get me to do exactly the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. But by the grace of God and by his help, I know I can be successful by the help of the Lord. And if I fail, take this with you. All right? If you fail, if I fail, this is part of the learning process. God is telling you, unlearn that old way. He's telling you, learn your lessons well. You're going to get tired of saying you sorry to God. You're going to get tired of saying you sorry to that other person. And there is something better for you and for me where you don't have to repeatedly keep doing that. I want to encourage you, if you fail, ask God to forgive you. Ask them or that person to forgive you. And then ask God to help you to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, I thank you for your time, your attention, your prayers for me, my goal and aim. Make heaven my home. I'm not going by myself. Somebody's going to go with me. I promise you that. I'll see you over there. You'll see me over there by the grace and help of God.
Amen.
You pray for me, I will be praying for you. Amen.
Yeah.